Again, we're going to subtract the qx less than zero inequality from the above Riccati, previous Riccati, the Lyapunov equation. We end up with an equation in terms of x and minus x and an. And we see the right-hand side, again, is positive definite. And since we know, by assumption, that xn minus 1 is greater than x, so we have xn minus 1 minus x is positive definite, and the right-hand is positive definite, so we can, from the Lyapunov stability theory, we conclude that an is anti-stable. Okay, since we can conclude an is stable, anti-stable, now we're going to construct xn as a unique solution of the Lyapunov equation defined using the sequence. Then obviously xn is Hermitian. Okay, now what we're going to show is actually xn is bounded below by xn, bounded above by xn. Well, to do that, we're going to subtract the xn Lyapunov equation by the inequality of q, and subtract xn inequality Lyapunov equation by the Lyapunov equation involves xn minus 1. Then we got a two Lyapunov equations. First equation involves xn minus x, and we see that the right hand is positive definite, so obviously xn minus x is positive definite, so that it shows the xn is greater than x. X. Now the other Lyapunov equation we got is in terms of xn minus 1 minus xn, and we see the right hand side is only positive semi-definite, but we know n is anti-stable already, so we know that xn minus 1 minus x is greater than or equal to 0, which means xn minus 1 is greater than or equal to xn. So we show that indeed we can construct a non-increased sequence xi, and in each step xai is anti-stable. Now since x, the solution or the sequence x is bounded below and non-increasing, so there is a limit.